Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I am so glad that you're with me today. Mostly, really happy that you're studying the Word of God. I know that God wants us to know Him and His Son Jesus and His ways, and He's given us His Word, the Bible, to reveal Himself to us and His plan of salvation for our lives. And I'm excited that we get another opportunity to study His Word today. We always go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our study because He's our true teacher. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, I give You thanks and praise again today for Your goodness and Your kindness to us. Lord, You've given us life and breath. You sustain our lives. And Lord, You help us as we go through our lives. And You've given us Your Word. And that's where we're at today, Lord. We're before You and Your Word. We ask You by Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. And then, Lord, I pray that You'd empower us to live according to that truth as well. We bless You. We thank You again for being with us and for Your Word. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Satan Enters Judas. And it's taken from the book of John, chapter 13, and verse 27. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you that one of you shall betray me." Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spoke. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, said unto him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it." And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And in chapter 13 and verse 27 of his book, John shared concerning Judas, after the sop, Satan entered into him, where we read, "And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, That you do, do quickly." The verse reads, "And after the sop, Satan entered into him." John began with the words, "and after the sop," which means, "and after or following the fragrant bit or morsel, Satan entered into him," or the inveterate adversary of God in Christ, or the devil made entrance into, possessed, and arose in Judas. John shared how the devil possessed Judas after Jesus gave him the dipped morsel. The verse goes on to say, "Then said Jesus unto him, That you do, do quickly." John continued with the words, "Then said Jesus unto him," which means, "At that time, therefore, wherefore, consequently, and on this account, uttered, declared, and proclaimed the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah is salvation, to Judas, That you do, or that which you, Judas, are to make ready, perform, and produce, do quickly," which means make ready, perform, and produce swiftly, speedily, and rapidly. John shared how Jesus instructed Judas to do what he was going to do in a swift manner. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus knew that Satan possessed Judas, and he dismissed him to do his work in a speedy manner. The time for Jesus to be betrayed was at hand, and soon he would be judged, condemned, tortured, and put to death for the sins of all mankind. Judas fulfilled the scriptures concerning one who would betray Jesus, and he allowed him to do so. God loves people, and his plan of salvation for mankind was to send his son Jesus into the world to be betrayed, suffer, and die on behalf of the sinful human race. Anyone who surrenders their life to him will be forgiven of their sins and inherit everlasting life with God. All others will be left in the same betrayal status as Judas Iscariot, and woe be to them and their eternal future. Next time, John shares how no one knew for what intent Jesus instructed him. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.